Well, as we come into the late afternoon and early evening hours across central Illinois, we're seeing the area of low pressure that triggered all the shower and thunderstorm activity move off to the east. So showers and thunderstorms are coming to an end here across the area. Maybe a few raindrops as we head into the evening, but the tornado watch expires at 4 p.m. It's been canceled for many counties across central and east central Illinois. And so the severe weather risk continues to fall off and to near zero. But starting to get some reports of damage across the area now. We had several tornadoes in the Jacksonville area, and then we also had some reports of brief tornado touchdowns near Farmer City along Interstate 74. With that first line of storms, we also had patchy wind damage across the area, numerous reports of tree damage, power lines down, and some minor structural damage involved with that as well from some trees that have fallen on homes and cars across central Illinois, and just witnessed some of that power outage causing damage, I guess I could say here, in the Rantoul area. I was making my way south down Interstate 57, and there is a row of power lines that have been blown down there near the sports complex in Rantoul. So I know that there are numerous power outages, many customers without electricity here across central and east central Illinois, thanks to this line of storms that moved through. The good news is, again, the severe weather risk is now becoming zero as we head into the evening. Other than some windy rain showers on the backside here, we should be able to get out there and start cleaning up and getting things back to normal and restored across central Illinois. So through the rest of the evening, as the area of low pressure sweeps through the area, strong southwesterly winds on the backside of that area of low pressure will be gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour at times. These are non-thunderstorm wind gusts, but may be quite breezy and in some cases could cause some minor tree damage as well. So a windy evening on tap, but the severe weather risk now fading across the area as it moves off to the east.